Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for a checkup on the Bucco Auction House. Donnie and I are not going to bastardize the format, although we didn't do it last time either. We ran it by everybody. All parties agreed that it was 3 fair auction items. I could have come up with 3 more today, and we could have bid on them, but I think that gets a little messy, Don. So instead, we're going to do a Bucco Auction House checkup to see how this is going. You guys know the drill. We pick a category. We start the bidding either going up or going down, depending on what the category is. And then somebody ends up stuck with a player and a statistical milestone that they must hit. I will say on this particular front, it did not look good for our buddy Pony. This was one of our 4, our special super Bucco Auction House opening day items. This one looked very bad. But I can put it on the board for him today in bold. Pony got, I think, a ridiculously good number here, it turns out, in the end. David Bednar, over 10 saves. He needed 11 to win. The Renegade himself got save number 11 last night, Don. Here's how it sounded when Pony put one on the board.
Bednar comes to the set. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a ball, punched into right. Reynolds coming on. He'll make the catch. And the Pirates hang on, and they beat the Brewers in Milwaukee 5-4 to open the series here tonight.
I'll give Bednar credit. He went down to the minors, and he did figure it out. Like, I think that usually when it's a guy who has struggled the way that he has over the past, really, I'd say year and a half, certainly down from his best times with the Pirates. When a guy goes down to the minors like that, I think there's a reasonable expectation that you're never going to see him pitch truly meaningful innings again. Whatever was bothering him or whatever was off, he actually did get it figured out. And I don't think that happens necessarily very often. The control is back. That was a bit of a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride save. He was, about 15 feet of a ball hooking from blowing that save because that one got hit a long way. Then he obviously, benefited from something that I'm completely blanking on right now, Donnie, because I watched the game last night and yet am completely spacing out. He benefited from a caught stealing. I don't know why I could not bring that phrase into my brain. I don't think it was particularly impressive. A single, a walk in the same inning, that usually is a recipe for disaster, but I'll give him credit. Got a strikeout looking and got a pretty lazy fly ball. Greg Brown on the TV side called it like it was going to drop in and Reynolds made this all-time catch. Pretty standard baseball play there. But Pony got his 11th save for Bednar. He's one in the black now. Doesn't at all compare, by the way, to your Enmanuel Valdez over 10 runs batted in win. But it's up there.
And that's an all-timer, and obviously it was sad news for Valdez in his season, but
yeah, we were bummed for him,
man.
For sure. Very bummed for him. How's his Pirates wins under Don Kelly, though, looking? Kelly took over when they were 12-26. They're now 32-48. They're 2 games under 500. They've won 20 games with him. Pony needs to get to 55 to win that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in that same boat because I was the sucker that took them to win 74 games.
Yeah, I think you're dead. I think you are DOA,
so I didn't want to go anywhere near any other win number the rest of the way.
I'm a little troubled now about my, at first I thought it looked very good, my Henry Davis over 7 home runs this season. I'm feeling a little squeamish about that one. Here's the real one that I think we're going to be watching closely now. You got over 12 wins for the Pirates in the month of June, my friend. You need 13 Pirates wins this month. Do you know what number you're at? Have you been tracking
it? I actually
it?
Don't know what number we're at.
They are 10-11 in June. Can they squeeze 3 more wins out for you? Do you think they got it in them?
Man, a sweep this to start this week would be great.
I'm going to tell you.
I would
you,
feel really good going into tomorrow with Skeens on the hill if they win tonight, too.
All right, so you got Skeens tomorrow, although he's pitching against Mizorowski or whatever, the kid who's like already thrown, he's throwing the ball roughly a billion miles an hour. So you've got Skeens tomorrow. You still feel very good about that. That would get you to 11 even if they lost tonight. Then you got three at home with the Metropolitans, though. I wouldn't feel great about that if I were you, do you?
They'll oddly take two out of three when they have no business doing
that. That would
get
you to 13. You'd be in. Because I'll tell you what I want this to come down to, honestly, on just for show purposes. Nothing would crack me up more than you needing to either push or win, then beat the Cardinals on June 30th. I could just see the Cardinals ripping your guts out and either costing you a point or, like, causing it to be a push. Have they played? This is the thing I can't figure out. They're 10-11 this month, and I know we go into how much better or at least more competent they've looked under Don Kelly. You know what, though? Like, I'm still seeing some of the same stuff that annoyed me. The run differential's better. They're -4 in run differential. They're basically playing like the team they're supposed to be. They're about a 500 team with about a 500 run differential. As much as I would say Greg Brown was maybe looking for something to go after O'Neill Cruz for, he did admittedly still like not do something fundamentally right. I'm not even talking about when he just lets the ball go. But once the ball goes by him, he just stands there sulking. He's not going to be the fastest guy to the ball there at that point anyway. I'm talking about the throw home yesterday. He probably could have circled around behind it and gotten it off a little quicker. That's probably a small fundamental coaching thing. And then what the hell is Horwitz doing at first base on that bang-bang play that ended up going their way?
Yeah, and then there was the discussion about how good of a stretch it was.
Kevin Young, who was a slick, slick fielding first baseman. I watched the guy growing up. He was great with the glove. He said, oh, he stretched out to get it. He had his wrong foot on the base. He just stood there. It was the complete antithesis of a stretch. They're playing better under Don Kelly, but let me put it this way. If we're going to have broad-based discussions about whether this run so far under Donnie Kelly is like saving Charrington's job or should guarantee that Don Kelly's the man moving forward, I haven't seen that yet. Have you? Do you feel like you've seen that level of baseball from them? Because I still have seen, I've seen better run suppression, but I wouldn't call it like great run output here.
No, they're just playing at a more respectable level, but then again, they were 12-26 when they made the change, so it was tough to, I guess, not meet that level. To Kelly's credit, they are looking better.
Yeah.
But are they better enough? Are they good enough to give you hope for him in the future? Now, Dan said yesterday with me, yeah, there's a reason why they never put the interim tag on there. It's pretty much a guarantee unless they would bring in a new GM who specifically says he wants his own manager.
So if Kelly's not managing for his job.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's, I mean, at least how it seems right now.
Does that, just devil's advocate here for a second, does that feel like good business though for them to do? Does that feel like the right strategy? The guy's never managed as a big league manager before, and you're going to not put the interim tag on him. You're just going to hand him a job. I think he's done reasonably well with it, all things considered, and he's definitely won people over by showing that he gives a crap, which I felt like Shelton had sort of, he had pulled the, Doug Peterson in Jacksonville by the end, where Peterson, screw it. We called the plays. They didn't run them. Like, Peterson had clearly had punched the clock and had walked out the door. And I think Shelton had done that too, but I don't think it's great business to tell a guy who's never been a big league manager. He's got experience sitting as a bench coach, and I get all that, but like, he's never been a big league manager, and you're just going to say, here's the job, you're not even the interim guy, you're the guy? Wouldn't you want a little kind of like sing for the supper here? Like, show us that you deserve this job.
Right, I would have liked to have this be more of a tryout. Now, I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it is, but Dan said there's a reason why they did not put the interim tag there.
I know. I don't agree with it, I guess, is my point. So shout outs to Pony.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.